This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Again goes Mariota. As time fires, and it is incomplete and intercepted. It is intercepted. Mariota had a wide open target, and the ball was overthrown, and it was intercepted by Ronnie Hickman.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia, where you should definitely have your fantasy football party. Chickens and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles online, chickensandpete's.com. John Marks, Ike Reese, Ike.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
What an exciting game last night. It went over by a half a point?
No, I got it at 36, so my bad voided out. Yeah.
I thought you just got it by a half.
Oh, the damn Browns, yeah, two missed field goals at the end of the game. The Eagles couldn't score from inside
yeah,
the 10-yard
line. Yeah, yes, exactly. Fine. What a great game. What a crisp game yesterday.
Yeah.
What do we do for a tie? We haven't had a tie when we've
we
been on the
We have not had a tie. When's the last time we had a tie? Was that the
Donovan.
Bengals game? Yeah,
was that
I didn't know we could
game?
Have overtime.
Yeah, is that the last time we had
didn't
a tie?
Know we
I would think so.
Yeah.
No. They tied in 2020, the Bengals game.
Against the Bengals again, that's right.
Oh, it was the Bengals again.
Where Doug didn't even try to win.
Doug
He played
Doug,
for a tie, and he
Doug
did, and it was the right move.
Tie.
That was a terrible move. That was a
No, they would have lost. If they would have punted the ball, they would have lost.
No, he should have gone for it. It was fourth and long.
It was fourth and long.
Yeah, it was fourth and long.
Why?
They're around midfield.
Yeah. I think we forget how bad it was then.
That. Yeah, all right, right.
No, what was worse, Mariota this preseason
well, that
or
game, that? That game resembled a preseason
It was
game.
Worse.
Yeah.
It was worse than last night. I'll say this.
That
Marcus Mariota, I believe, is cooked. Mm. And if he has to come in and play at any point during the regular season, Jalen Hurts has missed games, two games in each of the last two seasons. So I don't know if he stays healthy for all 17. I'm not going to sit here and say it's likely that he's going to play this year. But, like, listen,
it
might be. Yeah. So, see, here's the problem. Howie Roseman realizes it's the quarterback factor. He realizes how important a backup quarterback is. Unfortunately, he struck out. And I liked it when they signed it because I obviously didn't see Mariota play a lot last year. Mm-hmm. This guy is spooked. He is cooked. And if you go with him as your backup quarterback, which – the Eagles very well may do, good luck. Good luck. You better hope that Tanner McKee can play when Mariota sucks and you got to bring him right in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right now I don't think his play indicates anything different than what you just said. I mean, that's the feeling most people are going to have off of watching Mariota play in these first two games. I didn't think he played bad in the first game. I just didn't think he did anything that stood out other than using his legs to extend a couple plays on third down and on fourth down. They picked up first downs on those plays. But, man, you got to be able to throw the ball. And that's the one thing that I'm a little surprised at. Although I was never high on Marcus Mariota as a player, I thought he would fit the scheme of what we want to do. With Jalen as our quarterback, you got a guy who fits the profile. He's athletic. He has a decent enough arm. He can push the ball down the field. People forget, Marcus Mariota in his second year threw 26 touchdowns.
Sure did.
To, I believe, 6 or 7, maybe 8 interceptions, something like that. Not spectacular numbers, but not bad numbers. Not bad numbers. And that was never an explosive offense in Tennessee. That was always a dink and dunk, intermediate type of offense.
And he would run. And
he would run and do his thing. Yeah. So being in his 8th or 9th year, I expected to see him further along. And this isn't about not knowing the playbook or anything of that nature. This is about making adequate, easy throws that a veteran quarterback should be able to make. You know, the overthrow of the tight end that led to the interception, he's wide open. Like, he's literally wide open. How do you miss that throw? And it's been several of those where we've seen. In the first series last week, he missed a running back out in the flat,
like
over his head.
Yep.
Like, bad. Like, these are things that are mechanical issues, I believe. Because he should be able, if he's mechanically set, almost like a pitcher, you know, pitcher relies on his mechanics to have good location and things of that nature. Well, it's very similar with a quarterback. If you want him to be an accurate thrower, his hips need to be pointed in the right direction, elbow needs to be tucked. Only certain quarterbacks can get away with all these sidearm throws and these.
He's not one of them.
He's not one of them.
Nope.
He's not one of them.
When Carson's mechanics were off, he was wild.
Right. But he had the athletic ability to make.
He was good. He was
like
good
that.
When he wasn't thinking about it. He could throw on the run, but
he could make the simple throws
exactly.
But the off-schedule throws he could make. Marcus Mariota is struggling with on-schedule throws where he makes the right read and he's either inaccurate or he won't throw the ball because he doesn't have the confidence right now. None of that bodes well for the early portion of the season. So let me get that out about Marcus Mariota. I'm not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat and paint some picture of Marcus Mariota being a great quarterback and we're in a good position. The best thing we can hope for is that you don't need him early in the season. That's the best thing we can hope for. Now, what he looks like now versus what he may look like in November or December when he's been in the offense for 3 or 4 months, he's settled into his backup role, and if you need him for a game or two, can he come in there and do that? Could they put an offense around him? I would hope so. But if he has to play any extended time, there's no way in hell anybody could feel confident in that. No way. And that includes the Eagles.
Right.
There's no way. If he has to play, say he had to play the amount of time Nick Foles had to play in 17 and 18.
Well, then it's over like a lot
that's,
of people
That's what
thought.
I'm saying. But yeah. And that's just 3 games at the end of the right. season and 3 in the post. That's only 6 games. It shouldn't be that way for a 9-year vet who was the number 2 overall pick in the draft.
It's pretty amazing he's become as bad as he is.
Right.
Yeah.
He's much more like a Gardner Minshew or one of those guys where maybe you can get away with it for 1 game, 2 games, depending on the competition and whether or not you're at home or on the road. But you ain't going past
trouble.
Yeah, you're not going past 2 games with this guy expecting to win.
So, I mean, part of the problem.
Got to get better.
215-592-9494. We're live at Chickie's in South Philly. 215-592-9494. Part of the problem is he's playing behind a backup offensive line that's been terrible. And he's had pressure. The difference is, at being a 9-year veteran, the pressure shouldn't affect him like he's a first-year pro that has never seen this before, right? Like, he should, but he can't get his feet set. You can tell that the rush is bothering him. And when he's not set, the ball's sailing.
I'll just be blunt with it, man. He just doesn't look or sound like a confident quarterback right now.
Nope.
It's plain and simple.
Yep. So what do you do at this point? And here's what I would do if I was the Eagles. I would be scouring the trade market because the names that are available out there, the quarterbacks that are available out there are slim. And we looked over the list.
Oh, yeah.
There's not anybody out there that I would take over Marcus Mariota. Just playing.
Well, as quarterbacks, I would take over Marcus Mariota with no problem.
Guys that are available right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But the Eagles wouldn't take them, but I would.
Okay.
And you're telling me Marcus Mariota is better than everybody that's available on the market? I say, hell no, he's not.
I looked at the list, and Matt Ryan that's out there?
He's not better than Matt Ryan.
He's not?
No.
Man, I don't know. But I guess what I'm saying is that I'm not.
I don't think he's at one point in his career ever been better than Matt Ryan.
Right,
not even right now.
So what I'm saying is that right now I wouldn't cut Marcus Mariota and bring in Matt Ryan.
Okay, neither would I.
Okay,
but it doesn't mean these guys aren't better than he is.
So when I look at this list right now of available,
if I had to have Matt Ryan for two or three games to play, I'd rather have him over Marcus Mariota.
All right. Well,
if Jalen. See, that's why. And I hate talking about this because it's almost like you're projecting something on there. I would have to wait until he actually sustained an injury, and how long is he going to be out? Right. So if he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, he's going to be out.
Or if it's a game.
Yeah, if it's a game or something, it's completely different. Marcus Mariota can get you through a game, maybe. Depending on the opponent, he ain't getting you through Kansas City. He ain't getting you through Buffalo.
Right.
He ain't getting you through San Francisco. Anybody that's a quality opponent, you want to play Washington, yeah, he could probably win that game. You can throw the ball 12 times and you can win with Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Giants, maybe. On this Eagles schedule, there's not many teams he's going out there and beating. Arizona, maybe. That's about it. Giants, Arizona, Washington.
But I think you could say the same.
He couldn't beat the Patriots in New England. He couldn't beat Minnesota. He couldn't beat none of these teams if he had to actually play the whole game, I believe.
I don't think anybody on this list of available quarterbacks could.
With this offense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I disagree with that. With this talent? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but who? That's what I'm saying. Like, Matt Ryan sucks. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Marcus Mariota's no good. Matt Ryan's not any better. Matt Ryan doesn't have a contract for a
reason. He would be with these
players
in this offense. He would be over Marcus Mariota.
I would love for the Eagles to find.
So would Carson Wentz.
To find something.
So would, who else? Who else is on this damn? Go ahead. Keep talking. I'll look
at this. The list that Elliott put out, which is the best available quarterbacks per spot track, mm-hmm. Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz. He puts Brady down there.
Brady definitely better.
Flacco, Foles, Chase Daniel,
Foles is
Bryce
better.
Perkins. If he was out for a significant amount of time, I think that changes things to where now they look and maybe they give him a game. But what I'm saying is right now, you know what he looks like right now. You know what he looks like. And do you cut him and do you bring in one of these guys? Do you bring in Foles? That's been the conversation on the station today. Bring in Nick Foles. I don't think Marcus Mariota's any good. I don't think none of these guys are good. You're not bringing in Carson Wentz. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
Chase Daniels retired. I don't want him anyway.
Chase Daniels stinks.
Right. Bryce Perkins? I mean,
even know who Bryce Perkins is.
I think he was no, that was Bryce Petty. 215-592-9494. C.J. Beathard, Cam Newton, none of these guys are any better than Marcus Mariota. So I'm not you're not going to get rid of Marcus Mariota to bring in one of these other, like Joe Flacco over Marcus Mariota. I know Marcus Mariota sucks. The problem is Howie's already made this mistake. This is the guy that he brought in. They paid him $5 million. There's nobody better out there on the market. That's a problem. Nick Foles, you want to bring in Nick Foles? Let's bring in Nick Foles right now. I think he's better. I think Nick Foles is better.
So are you arguing to keep Marcus Mariota?
What I'm saying is that they're screwed unless they can find somebody maybe on the trade market.
But I'm confused as to where you stand on it. Are you arguing to keep Marcus Mariota because there's nobody available, or should the Eagles go out there and find a quarterback? I'm confused here.
As I started the statement, I said that Howie Roseman should be trying to make a trade with somebody because the quarterbacks that are available in free agency right now aren't good enough.
You do know nobody's going to trade you a quality backup quarterback.
You were able to get
not a contender.
You were able to get Gardner Minshew before.
Not quality.
Well, I mean, he was their backup quarterback for 2 years. Would you take Gardner Minshew over Marcus Mariota right now?
Of course I would.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not telling you Marcus Mariota's the backup quarterback. They signed him. He's your backup. No, Howie's screwed up. You can go out there and get somebody else. For me, it's just not Matt Ryan.
Well, nobody's arguing for Matt Ryan. You asked me about who's available and are they better than Marcus Mariota. Yeah, they are. Marcus Mariota literally quit last year. Yeah, they are better. And he's playing like he's not here. Completely.
So would you cut Mariota and bring somebody else in?
I would.
Okay.
Not my money. Yeah, I would. What? Move on from him. I'd make Tanner McKee the backup quarterback and move on from Marcus Mariota. I would. There's no way you can trust him right now. Tanner McKee is a rookie that has potential. I wouldn't trust him in a big game either. again, that's why I prefaced it by saying you almost can't do anything unless Jalen is actually injured and you know how long he's injured. That does matter, whether or not he's going to miss one game versus he's going to miss five or six games. That matters. Like, you wouldn't go with Tanner McKee for the 7-8 games.
You'd be looking for somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. That matters. But if he's only has to miss one game, you may get by with a rookie quarterback for one game.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's start off with Kevin in Willow Grove. Kevin, what do you have to say? How are you?
Yo, what's going on, Ike? What's going on, John? How are you guys?
Kevin?
What's up, Kev?
Man, that was a beautiful game, huh?
Tie game? 18 apiece.
It just looked messy. You know what I mean? And look, I was at work, so this is allegedly, I can neither confirm nor deny, I was able to get away from work a little bit, catch some plays on the TV. But what I saw was just messy. And a couple of my – I kind of agree. I know Elliot was saying earlier, like $5 million in the big scheme of things, man. If you got to eat a little bit, you know, to get something a little bit better, maybe you do it. But also – Even if you get somebody who's a little bit better, are there chances of getting a backup quarterback at this time who's an efficient backup quarterback who can get you a win in those situations? I'm kind of scared, and I just hope Hurts stays healthy. You know, and
yeah, that's our first step right there, is making sure he stays healthy. Yes,
absolutely, and then you know, also to be fair, you know, Mariota was all over the place. I'm wondering, is some of it jitters that Tennessee kind of calmed a little bit in time? And the O-line didn't look great. I mean, if they were better, I don't think you would have looked much better either. But the O-line didn't look too great either. So I don't know. It just kind of made me nervous overall. You know, that's my sentiment.
Yeah, I hear everybody today, and I know this is a huge topic today. I'll just be honest, from my viewpoint, that it's not as pressing of a need in my eyes. It's just not. It doesn't mean I can't sit here and give you my opinion and evaluation of Marcus Mariota, but he's the backup quarterback. He's not our starting quarterback. So it's not this pressing need that the Eagles need to address and take care of, or the season is doomed. Let me just make that clear. We are talking about the backup quarterback.
Right, for sure. It may end up having
– Now, if Jalen was injured right now and we were saying, hold on, we got to start the season with this guy as our quarterback?
Well, the conversation's different from all angles with that,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not injured yet, so the urgency for a backup quarterback isn't there.
Right.
If he gets injured and Mariota plays a game and he stinks, then I'm sure the Eagles are going to feel some urgency to say, like, hey, what are we doing here?
Depends on the type of injury, length of injury.
Length of injury. But I will say this, that Howie Roseman should be urgent in trying to see if he can find a better option than Marcus Mariota. I know I said that the options out there aren't great, but it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be a priority for Howie to try to find, like, if they can find somebody, if they can get a Gardner Minshew type or something like that, hell, maybe Gardner Minshew's available in a trade.
No.
Bring him back.
He'll be here tomorrow. I mean, Monday. He'll be here with the Colts Monday.
For the joint practice. Yeah, that's right. All right, Justin in Tennessee is checking in.
Yeah, I don't think the Colts going to give him up. I mean, they got a guy playing quarterback. He's played quarterback as many games as I have.
That's none. Justin in Tennessee. Justin.
Like
what's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Justin?
Oh, man, just sitting here on the porch listening to you boys having a good old time. Yeah, that was a heck of a game. Did you take the over on that last night? I did.
It was 36 when I got it. I wished it was 35 and a half. It was 36 when I took it.
Oh, man.
I was just happy we got the two-point conversion so it didn't cost me money.
Right.
Exactly, exactly. I've got three things I want to hit real quick. The first is about the quarterback thing. I've seen people on Twitter and everything saying, well, he's playing behind, you know, the backup offensive line. He doesn't have the top receivers or the running backs. Well, that does not discount the fact that he overthrew like that. Like Ike said at the beginning, had that bad overthrow to the tight end to begin with, and then that bad throw to Zacchaeus or whatever how you say his name, number 13, you know, where the kid got turned around trying to catch it. I mean, it's just not accurate passing. You know, that.
Yeah.
Having A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith out there, you know, they might be able to make that catch because they're just a better receiver, but he has to put that ball in the right spot, you know, just like last week when he overthrew that running back in the flat I was talking about. But what quarterbacks are out there? There ain't many, you know, and I don't know that Matt Ryan would want to be a backup. And like I said, they're already $5 million in the pot for Mariota.
I think.
No, you're right. Those guys don't want to be backups. That's why they aren't on teams right now.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. But, you know, for one game, I like this rookie, man. I mean,
Tanner McKee.
We got to go with Tanner McKee.
One game, I mean, run him out there for one game. This kid, if he would have came out his junior year, if he hadn't come back for one more year, I've read he could have been like a second.
Yeah, somebody else said. Yeah, I heard somebody else say that too.
I don't know how true it is, but
I mean, a high draft pick.
I mean, Mariota has looked atrocious to begin with. But anyway, two quick things. I called yesterday and wasn't able to get on because the pregame show and everything. I got two things. I am shocked that PETA isn't down there marching on you guys after y'all was talking about the horse.
But that's what they do. They should be at the racetrack.
Don't come at me.
They're like, uh-oh, broke its leg. Hey, look, there's some oats and hay over there. Take a look. Boom. It's just no. It's a shame too. But that's the reality of it. We don't. I mean, we're not involved.
Like, Ike said it. He goes, yeah, take him around back, give you one in the back of the head. Then Johnny Marks doubles down like, yep, right in the back of the head.
They'll even take him around back.
No, they just put up a curtain.
Yeah, they put a power curtain.
Yeah.
And then the number two thing I want to hit on, I know Jan Johnson is the one that's doing the blue chew, but these people are missing their biggest promoter by not having Hugh do blue chew. With some of the stuff he was talking about yesterday evening, some of them one-liners, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. About the plumber exploits and stuff like that.
Yeah. We know what you're talking about. Yeah, we know.
Blue Chew is missing the boat here, man.
And that's the reason why John Johnson's doing the Blue Chew commercials.
He's got a couple hands on balls.
Exactly. But, yeah, man, y'all had a great show yesterday. And like I said, I'm just sitting out here on the porch enjoying this beautiful day down here listening to you boys. So, and one more thing. Had an awesome conversation last night with Black Gritty while we were kind of in and out watching that atrocious preseason game. First time I really got to talk to him, and it was awesome, dude. He's a great dude. But y'all follow him, blackgritty.com. I love y'all. I mean it, boys.
All right, Justin. All right, appreciate it. I'm actually not a fan of Black Gritty. I have come not to like the gentleman, and he's not welcome on the show anymore. Actually, he's sitting in front
sitting
of
right
us
here in front
at
of
Chickies
us,
and Feets. Speak of the devil.
Last night he had OG Wade on his podcast.
I saw him and the OG blowing up.
Oh, I'm the damn OG. I'm the best there is.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
He needs a Ric Flair. Woo. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It's not a Victory Friday today. Even if they won, it wouldn't have been a Victory Friday.
No,
just
it would not have been. I would have liked to have heard you say it. Give you the preseason wins.
Are you serious? That'd be awesome. Jack, could we do that? We got a game to go. All right.
We may not win one, though.
That we may not.
Well, at least next week's game's at 8 o'clock.
I know, right? Ain't even longer Thursday night.
Oh, Lord, really? Yeah. No. Well, listen, come out to Chickies tomorrow to watch UFC 292 Sterling against O'Malley. No cover, draft beer specials, and all your Chickies favorites at these locations, South Philly Boulevard, Drexel Hill, Audubon, Glassboro, and Tropicana. We'll come back with your phone calls. Is the Mariota thing that big of a deal? And should the Eagles be looking for another quarterback to bring in here What about Brady? Did you make the call to Tom Brady? Nick Foles?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
That's a good reason to call him right there.
Yeah. We can get him on the program and ask him about
that. The ability to do that.
215-592-9494. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Come back with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, here is what's hot in the Marks household right now. It's our water. And that's because of our super reliable Bradford White water heater. It provides all the hot water my family needs for showers, laundry, and more. I actually thought about this. With all the hot water that we use in the house, and I'm talking about at the same time, the washer will be going, the dishwasher will be going, we'll be taking a shower, I'll be giving the baby a bath. I've never once not gotten hot water from our Bradford White water heater, because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater gives you all the hot water that you need year after year. So consider upgrading to a Bradford White. It's built to be the best. So ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you.